visionary, impresario and pioneer, Melbourne music entrepreneur Michael Gudinski has died of a heart attack at the age of 68. But I'm on the wrong show. I'm living in the 70s. I feel like I've lost my keys. I got the right day, got the wrong week. And I get paid for just being a freak. I don't know why. Michael Gudinski founded Mushroom Records when he was just 20. The label went on to sign acts like Skyhooks, Split Enz, Kylie Minogue and Eskimo Joe. The lead singer of the Hoodoo Gurus, Dave Faulkner, told me he was shocked to hear the news a legend of Australian music has died.
This is one of those ones where you take some time to kind of really, take it in. It's a huge shock. This is a titan. You know, there aren't many people like Mark Gudinski in the world, and yeah, it's a strange thing to imagine life without him.
How big a contribution has he made to Australian music?
Oh, it's incalculable. I mean, I think half of the industry might be different. We would have blundered on in our own way, but Michael he pushed and dragged us, kicking and screaming into the modern era. His energy just was so important to everything he touched.
When you say the modern era, Dave, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I just mean that Michael really was just, he never took a backward step. He's 100% believed in Australian music. He was not in the least, would not entertain the idea that we should in any way, doff our cap and feel like we were inferior to other products from elsewhere. He just thought Australian music was wonderful, and he promoted with every breath of his, every breath he took. He just 100% believed in it.
Did you ever get an insight into what made him so passionate about Australian music?
I never knew why he bonded so much with Australian music, but the insight I did get was, what he felt about it, which, Michael's talent obviously was as a businessman. He built an incredible empire and as I say, he brought the Australian industry with him, in his wake. But the thing that he never lost sight of was his passion for actual musical talent. That was his number one priority, and everything he did was in service to that. He didn't put the business first. He put the music first, and the business followed. He believed in talent, as being the investment, and then after that, everything else made sense and followed.
Watching him over the years, seeing backstage footage and I guess photos at parties and things like that, he seemed to have such a close bond with the artists he signed to Mushroom Records. Was that something you saw a lot of?
It was family for the people he worked with. I mean, when the Hoodoo Gurus broke up for 6 years, I did a solo project and I was kind of, ging myself up to promote it to Michael and, explain what it was all about. And pretty much, I think within a couple of minutes of me going into the hotel room to meet with him, the deal was done. He just knew that, he believed in what I did, and no matter what I had to say about it, it didn't matter. He just knew something good was going to come out of it. And I think that's how he was with everybody. Once he had decided what he felt about an artist or a musician, that was good enough for him.
Dave Faulkner, it might be putting you on the spot, but is there a favourite song or an act that you think really sums up Michael Gudinski's contribution and legacy?
I don't know if you can name one. I mean, he probably his family and friends could probably pick the one that meant the most to him. I know he was very close to Jimmy Barnes, personally and professionally. So I'd say that'd be one that would be very important to Michael. But, you hear him talk about Skyhawks or other bands, he was just a devotee of Australian music, and I don't think he really cared whether it was on his label or not. He just loved the fact that it was Australian and it was good, and he, was behind it 100%. We really are going to miss him. The people like him don't come around very often, and if ever, he's a one of a kind. And the amount that he contributed is, as I say, it's something we'll be measuring for decades to come, and we will never have someone that really will probably fulfil that role he did himself. He created an industry from his own energy, and we thank him. That's all we can say.
The lead singer of the Hoodoo Gurus, Dave Faulkner.